نحمده ونصلي على النبي. أموال اقترفتموها وتجارة تخشون كسادها ومساكن ترضونها أحب إليكم في سبيله فتربصوا حتى يهدي القوم الفاسقين. The people of Makkah Mukarramah were asked to make hijrat. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam left for Madina Tayyiba, every Muslim was asked to make hijrat from Makkah Mukarramah to Madina Tayyiba. Now just imagine all of us are in Durban and we have been told that we must leave our bags, baggages. We haven't as yet got any home there, we haven't got any business establishment there, we haven't sent some currency ahead of us there, there's no investments there, nothing. The person must just leave everything and go for the love of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How many of us would have been able to pass that test? At present also we make loud claims and very bold claims, we've got great love for Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam scenario there. And there they have been asked now to leave everything and go. How many of us would have passed that test? But the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where they were going through so much of torture and so much of persecution and difficulties and hardships for the sake of Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, for them to leave everything behind too was nothing. They were prepared to sacrifice everything. But there were some people that were not prepared to go. They were reluctant because of family, because of business, because of other interests. So they were given a warning. However, this ayat is not only for them. It is for everybody until the day of Qiyamah in its general sense, general application. Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam was told, tell them, قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ, if your fathers, وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ your sons, on the one hand it is Allah Ta'ala's hukam, Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, they are happy and pleased with a certain practice or with a certain action, or it is their hukam and order that you must do a certain hukam and wasalam orders. Even if it goes against our families, if it goes against our nafs, it goes against our parents, goes against our children, goes against whoever it may be. But on the one hand, if it is the hukam of Allah Ta'ala, then we must fulfill that and believe that success lies in that. Now those people that made hijrat, they made hijrat. But for the other people now, this was the warning that very soon Fatah Makkah is going to take place. Very soon jihad is going to be declared. All the rest of them will then that Islam is the question. Also this person, he has to make hijrat from sins. All his life he must make hijrat from sins. He zaruri gunaho ko bhi chhod de. Asle hijrat nahi sirf. It's not that the person must make hijrat, leaving one city and going away to another. It's not hijrat. Many, many people left our country during the apartheid time and they went away to foreign countries. But how many of them did not be called that compose to the man who will teach this life as well? Islam is where Islam is a that is kept. So he is going to reject Islam. If you make nasihat like that, he'll get one, two slaps, and he may even get booted out of the house, and he's going to create bigger fitnas. So there has to be hikmah also that has to be used. The person must present also haq in a haq way. First of all, it must be haq. Then it must be presented in a haq way, truthful manner, in a best of all ways. And after that, the person must have, the niyat also must be haq. So now his anger knows no limit. In the home he's expressing great anger. So we can see that here there's no sincerity. So that haq, whatever you want to express, it must be expressed in a haq way. And the niyat also must be haq. Then it will have an impact. So sometimes if it is not possible to make the nasihat to somebody, although that person is doing something wrong, but at that moment it is not the appropriate moment to say something, then at that time the person must make sincere dua that, Ya Allah, just as I wouldn't like to see myself going to the fire of Jahannam or be punished for my sins, in the same way, Ya Allah, I do not want to see this brother of mine also head for disaster. this line that he has taken, it will take him to the fire of Jahannam. It will take him to destruction. It will bring ruin upon him. It will bring disaster upon him. And just as I wouldn't like any kind of disaster to come upon my own life, I don't want to see this brother of mine or sister of mine also go in that direction. And if he's going to make sincere dua in this manner, you'll be surprised that in a few days' time or a few months' time, that person will come onto the right track. And then the appropriate time, you make the right nasihat. So this is an ayat in which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given warning. And all of us, if we have to check our lives, then somewhere along the line in these departments, we slip, we fall, we err. So may Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making sincere tawbah, and in our future lives, at least we make the himmat. We take the first steps towards Allah ta'ala. This is what I've been repeatedly telling, that Allah ta'ala is very, very loving. He's more loving than a person's own mother. Who is the one that has put that love into the mother's heart? That mother who loves the child so much that she will stay awake the whole night to make sure that the child goes to bed and sleeps. And especially if the child has got diarrhea, that little baby has got diarrhea, and then mother has to get up every little while and wash that baby, and she too can't sleep. But they will go through everything because of that love that they have in their hearts, which Allah Ta'ala has placed. Allah Ta'ala is more loving than that. He wants us to take the first steps, and Allah Ta'ala will take us. When the child is learning to walk, you tell the child to take first step. Now his arms are open, and we leave the child's hand. When he takes the first step, before the child falls, the mother picks up that child. Say, wow, mashallah, my baby, what a wonderful step you have taken. When we take those first steps towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that, Ya Allah, I am tired of my sins now. How long am I going to live like a munafiq and a hypocrite on the surface of the earth? Oh Allah, I want to become yours and I want you to become mine. I regret, I repent, I express great remorse. I am ashamed of the sins that I have committed all my life. And the step that I need to take لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا الله لا إله إلا 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 الله محمد رسول الله لا إله إلا 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 الله محمد رسول الله